Good morning, my friends. Today I want to share with you some thoughts about an internal kind of dualism. And that is the dualism where we get caught between our desire for praise and our desire to avoid criticism. We have one method already, which is to simply stand next to the person who is blaming and look at ourselves and begin to see what they see in us and why that is so hard on them, so difficult, so upsetting. Today's meditation is an additional method. Praise and blame are two sides of the same coin. And if we split them into two inside of ourselves, if we are eager to accept praise and looking for it, then we are equally vulnerable to feeling the sting of blame or criticism and trying to eliminate it. In all cases, we need to listen with curiosity. There are truths in what people say about us, ones we like and ones that we don't like. But at a bottom line, what someone believes about you and their words used to describe you do not define you. Another person's criticism of you does not define who you are. But how you respond to that criticism does define you. Criticism can send us into a kind of self-loathing that we use to condemn ourselves as though it were completely true. Or we can counter it with our own version of praise, which usually comes out as yes, but, or but you. We know the drill all too well. So the key to freedom in responding to both praise and blame is to accept that both are part of one long continuum and treat them the same way. And that way is to look for the kernels of truth within either. Chances are, we are rarely as deficient as someone criticizing us may say that we are. And likewise, we are rarely as wonderful as someone who's praising us says that we are. And so we take each in the same way, with curiosity, looking for kernels of truth where we might improve, or accept that we do have gifts to use. So let's begin our meditation on these thoughts by getting steady in your posture, seated in the chair that supports you, taking a full breath and allowing that breath to straighten your spine. And on the out-breath, to begin letting go of any tension that you may be holding in your body right now. Take another full breath to the count of three, all the way up. Hold it for four and release it for five, noticing how the breath flows in and out of its own rhythm, modeling for us the flow between opposites, in-breath, out-breath, praise, and blame. Breathing naturally now. Bring to mind a painful criticism that has come your way. Maybe one that has affected your self-definition or your self-worth. Many of these come early in life, and we develop this pattern of seeking and avoiding quite early. Or it may be a current person in your life whose opinion matters of you. Allow yourself to hear that critical voice in your mind. Hear it and see it and feel it. One of mine was, if it weren't for you, we would not be in this predicament at all. Can't you just... whatever. I can hear it right now. Now here's the hard part. Take those words that you have in your mind and breathing quietly and gently in respect for yourself, ask, what is the kernel of truth in this criticism of me? Ask that question of your wiser self or the God who guides you and knows you. What is the kernel of truth in this criticism of me? What am I to learn from seeing this truth? What part of this problem am I, anyway? And give a name to what that kernel of truth is about you. And gently consider how you might describe this aspect of yourself. And I will share with you my own when we get to the ending of our meditation for today. But now this is your time. What is the kernel of truth in this statement about me? And what would I call it so that I can remember it? And this is what I mean by these questions. The kernel of truth for me, and if it weren't for you, is that at times I have a mind that is so curious that I become quite self-centered in my desire to try something. And sometimes when I try something new that I'm curious about, it causes a predicament. And as I began to see this in my life, what I learned was that I need to who I might affect in undesirable ways to them as I go about my way. So let's return to what is this criticism? What is the hidden truth in it? And what does that reveal to me about how I can work on aspects of myself that are worth criticizing in just the way that they were? Well, maybe in a kinder way, but there is truth. And non-resistance will give you both freedom and new opportunity. If you have words to describe what that grain of truth is, just repeat them quietly to yourself as you breathe. Truth is, there's never been anybody who was completely wonderful or completely disappointing. Listen for the grains of truth and take them as a gift. Non-dualism, right there. Namaste. Amen.